Creator, Force of Chaos. Gooi dus die 6 в събота на начало на месец януари. Хайде, нека го кажем по средата на месец януари 2009. И сега ето я директната ни телефонна линия с Миле Петроца от Creator. Hey, Миле, hello.
Hi, man.
Where are you?
I'm in Essen.
Essen? After like 10 minutes after hanging up the phone with Frankfurt and Gary of Tankard, another German city is going to be presented here. How are you?
Very good, very good.
Mile si giusto velikolepno. Well, the previous interview was made on the 9th of November 2006.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Enemy of God Revisited, the DVD. So, 2 years later, първото предишното ни интервю, по-точно тук по радиото, беше преди 2 години на 9 ноември, по повод излизането на DVD-то Enemy of God Revisited. This time, този път говорим за студио албум, the 12th studio album, Hordes of Chaos. Well, what I can see is that it's been 4 years since your previous record.
Yeah.
Enemy of God. And 8 years after Violent Revolution, which means that before you were releasing an album every 2 years, now it takes double more time. Is it because of industry reasons or because of lack of inspiration?
No, not really. I mean, we have to a lot more than we used to. We nowadays we have to play a lot more places. And we don't have the time to write songs. I mean, and if we write songs, we do want to take our time, and not lack of inspiration, but to get inspired, you need some time off. You cannot write. I think writing on tour doesn't work.
Kurt Cobain was writing during tours.
Yeah, he. Some people can, some people can't. You know, I mean, he can do that. That's fine with him. I can't. I think when you're on tour, there's so many things to do and so many things to take care of that I don't find the time and the rest. And it just doesn't work. I tried, but it doesn't work.
Okay. Попита го добре, да всъщност този новият албум, който ще излезе в началото на 2009, Hordes of Chaos, идва 4 години след Enemy of God и всъщност 8 години, тоест след Violent Revolution, което означаваше напоследък, си давате 4 години пауза между албумите, преди издавахте веднъж на всеки 2 години. Тоест отнема ви 2 пъти повече време. Причините се коренят в нещо в индустрията или поради липса на вдъхновение. Миле каза, ми не, просто сега правим много повече турнета, свирим концерти на много повече места по света, където преди не сме ходили. Лично аз не мога, нямам време да композирам по време на турне. Някои могат да го правят, но лично аз не мога, защото по време на едно турне и концерти има страшно много неща, които трябва да се правят, така че именно поради тази причина аз не мога. Well, to what extent this album is unique? Already, I mean, almost a month, even more a month before its release, I can read some very positive reviews about it here and there. Everybody is saying that this is the most organic album that you've ever made.
Yeah, hopefully that's what we wanted to achieve. We wanted to write an album that's very direct, very much like Creator sounds in a live situation. And I think the songs are there. I think the songs needed that kind of production, and the songs needed to breathe, if you know what I mean. So I think this. I'm very happy about the production and about the way the album came out. Really.
Попитах го добре да е всъщност повече от месец преди албумът официално да излезе. В интернет вече могат да се срещнат доста позитивни реакции, интересни ревюта, които наричат този албум най-завършения и най-органичния албум на Creator. Той казва, ами да, всъщност ние искахме да направим от една страна директен албум, а от друга страна много настоявахме по някакъв начин да предава енергията, която имаме групата на живо, и от такава гледна точка наистина съм изключително щастлив от начина, по който се получи цялостната продукция, начина, по който този албум звучи. So was it anything specific that you did during the recording of the album, so it or it was just producer's tricks?
We recorded the album in a live situation. We all four of us went into one room and we played the songs as if we would play a live show.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic tracks that you hear, and except for the solos and the vocals, there's no overdubs on this album. So that's the reason why this album sounds so like you. You call it organic, and I would totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го добре, да всъщност каква е причината толкова добре да се е получил този албум, някакви продуцентски трикове, или той каза, идеята е, че ние четиримата свирихме все едно сме на живо. Тракове, естествено, солата се добавиха в последствие, както и някои вокали, но иначе това беше идеята да е толкова жив албум и така нататък. So, yeah, talking about live shows and stuff, It seems that you're going to have another big European tour, and this time you want Miss Bulgaria. Actually, the first time you were here was quite a long time ago, right?
It's a while ago, right?
Early 90s.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That long. I remember the first time we came, it was amazing. We had a great night, and I remember the Bulgarian audience was really, really, really supportive, and I really, to be honest with you, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to the Bulgarian show. It's going to be mm-hmm. good.
Отново заговорихме за българския концерт на Creator, защото е ясно, че сега предстои нов през месец февруари. Дали той си спомни онзи стария, той каза ужасно отдавна беше, но си спомням българската публика, беше невероятна и наистина сега нямам търпение да дойдам отново. Actually, you are like the headliners, but in a whole package with other bands, right?
Yeah, there's We come with Caliban and Eluveti, mm-hmm. and a band called Emergency Gate.
Yeah.
And it's a nice mix of bands. It's a nice it's three different genres. Caliban is the leaders of the European metalcore scene, and Eluveti is more like a pagan metal band.
Yeah.
But it's a very nice mix of
Was it you who chose the package, or like booking agencies and stuff?
Yeah, booking agents and me.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when there's variety at the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you get.
Те ще пътуват в пакет, с който ще дойдат в България Eluveti, които са по-скоро Pagan Metal, Caliban, лидерите на европейския Metalcore и още една друга група. Да, всъщност имаме три типа музика в този пакет. Избрахме го, комбинирахме го аз в комбинация с концертни агенти и така нататък. Наистина ми харесва разнообразието. Well, the album Wars of Chaos is talking about the world of today, I can suppose. Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Uh-huh. But I mean, obviously, the thing is that lots of people, because the world is so global now, and everything that happens in a big country obviously affects the rest of the world. Lots of people in America and in Europe as well seem to be very happy with the election of Barack Obama. Do you think that this is going to change in a tangible, positive way, the world you're talking about in your record?
Hopefully. I mean, anything that can help, anything's better than the guy that they had in charge before Barack Obama in the U.S.
He's still in charge, though.
not yet, but he will be very soon.
Yeah.
I think that that anything after George W. is better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I'm not a prophet or anything, and I'm not so. Of course, he has. If you think about it, Barack has to deal with a lot of stuff that Bush has left for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a hard. He took a hard job, but on the other hand, he seems very, very. He seems like the right person, really.
Mm-hmm. Албумът Ords of Chaos, който е повода всъщност за този разговор сега и който, както ви казахме, излиза тук при нас в Европа точно на 19 януари 2009. Естествено, говори за света днес, ордите на хаоса. Тупи да го добре да мислиш и обаче, че тази промяна на върха в една от най-мощните държави на света, ако не най-мощната, избирането на Барак Обама за президент, ще промени този свят. Той каза: о, да, аз самият съм много щастлив от избора на този човек. Той изглежда точният човек, за да промени нещата, защото едва ли можеше да стане по-лошо след Джордж W. Буш, който със сигурност оставя тежко наследство, но пък Барак, от друга страна, изглежда човекът, който може да се справи в голяма степен с тази задача. Well, what I'm talking about from the musical side of the things, you can hear now it's like a mock run going here on the radio.
Yeah.
I can say, okay, you're still a thrash metal and metal band, but there is much more rock. Rock and roll approach in the guitars.
Rock and roll approach?
Yeah, from here and there in some songs. No, well, not rock and roll, wow, ba, blue, ba, wow, bam, boom. But, I mean, it's like, it's not like, let's say, more mainstream album, but it's like a larger variety. Yeah. Was it intentionally made, or it's simply the way that it happened?
Yeah, it was, we come, you know, when we play our music and we write songs, we basically follow our instincts, and it has to feel right. And you're absolutely right when I know what you're trying to say with the rock and roll thing. It's definitely more musical. It's more variety in melodies and variety in the way we arrange the song. So it's I think playing this extreme form of music doesn't necessarily have to mean that you play the same song 10 times on one album. So what you hear on Hearts of Chaos is definitely we're very influenced by the power metal and the heavy metal bands that we've grown up with, like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, etc. But also by extreme bands. So Creator combines everything.
Mm-hmm.
Creator combines the punk rock attitude with extreme metal, with ultra melodic parts that could be, you know, Iron Maiden-ish part, twin solos, all that.
Okay.
It's the full treatment.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го, добре, ето сега, тук, тогава, когато му зададох въпроса, започва ето това четвърто парче в албума Amok Run. Прави впечатление, че в този албум вие сте си все така траш, екстремна група, но в същото време има някаква по-мелодична, по-рок вълна, ако искаш. Той каза ми, да, разбирам какво искате да кажете. Ние всъщност, пишейки песните, следваме инстинктите си и може да се каже, че сме силно повлияни от power metal групи като Iron Maiden и Judas Priest, но в същото време и от екстремните групи и също така и пънк отношението. В крайна сметка за нас е важно да следваме нашите инстинкти. Мисля, че се получи наистина един по-разнообразен албум от гледна точка и на аранжименти, и на общия резултат. It took me some time to to remember and then to reproduce what you just said. So, two more questions to go, Mile. You know that every music fan basically is like putting the, sometimes even fans don't tell the titles of the albums. This one is going to be Creator 09 or Creator 2009. Like, you know what I mean?
What do you mean, like?
No, I mean, the thing is that fans sometimes talk about albums not with the titles of the albums, but with the year that it has been released.
Yeah.
And we're gonna call this Creator in about 5 or even 4 years, saying, hey, the Creator of 2009. But in the end of the day, this is just the release date. And it has been an album conceived, recorded, and written mainly 2007 and 2008.
Exactly. Absolutely, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
I mean, to what extent you been inside the music industry? What we've been doing so far for almost 30 years, like calling these albums like the Metallica of 91 or AC/DC 1980, to what extent we are wrong of calling the albums with the release date?
I think, like you said, I mean, for us it's almost like a photograph that you took from yourself about a certain period, in a certain period, and a certain emotion and certain vibe that you were in as a band. And for bands, it's always like doing a new album. And this is, in my opinion, very important for a band to come up with something new every 2-3 years, maybe sometimes 4 years in our case. But I think that's just great, because I think it's important to come up with something relevant. If people start going, okay, I like the old stuff, but the new stuff is just sucks, then that would be the end of Creator. And I know that our fans appreciate our new stuff as well, and they like our new stuff, and even more so, I think the new Creator stuff is sometimes even more successful than the older stuff, and this is amazing for us. You know, it's been a great way of progress, great progression in music, not only music, but the way things developed within the band and in the band and with the fans. It has been just amazing for us in the last couple of years.
I can imagine you're going to bring the album with you to and together with some merchandise to sell at the show in Sofia, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, okay. So thank you very much.
Okay.
Wish you a great Christmas.
You too, man.
And I'll see you in Sofia. Please tell us what of the 10 new songs you want us to play right now. Keep in mind the fact that we already played the first one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
all
which
right.
one?
Play To the Afterborn.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, man. Bye-bye.
Това беше Миле Петроца от Creator. Накрая му казах, добре, де този албум, говорихме надълго за това. Казах му, добре, де всъщност ние феновете, самия ти вероятно също. Често, когато говорим за един албум, не си говорим за заглавието му, а за годината ли издаване, като, например, Creator 2009 или Maiden 8-4 и така нататък. Но този албум всъщност вие сте го правили през 2007-2008 и ето, по една случайност той излиза през 2009. До каква степен всъщност ние ще грешим, когато го наричаме Creator 2009? Миле каза, за нас всъщност е изключително важно това, че в един период от 2-3-4 години, в който се сумира целия ни труд и емоции, като излизат в този албум, за нас е важно наистина ние веднъж на 3-4 години на такъв период да издаваме нов албум, защото ние бихме предпочели нашите фенове да харесват нашите нови неща, а не да си казват, стария Creator беше страшен, но новите са пълни буклуци. Ако стигнем до там, тогава това ще бъде краят на Creator, и при нас често е точно обратното, феновете харесват може би дори повече нашите нови неща. В София Creator ще носят мерчендайз и дискове и така нататък. Събие той последните думи се разбрахме да излъчим парчето To the Afterborn.